Hello and welcome to the new episode of Jom Pakai IoT. My name is Mazlan Abbas. I'm the host for this podcast. So today's episode, let's talk about how do we enhance security for all these IoT devices and what are the tips for this kind of protections. So we see that how IoT have been revolutionized our lives and presents also new security challenges. So let's take a look at how we can safeguard our IoT devices against all these potential threats. So I hope that by following these tips, you can actually ensure that the trustworthiness of your devices, you can help to strengthen your security, protect yourself from any fraud. So let's take a look at how these measures can enhance your IoT devices, as we see that there's hundreds and millions of devices now, in the market or in operations. First, let's prioritize the trustworthiness of the IoT device. So in fact, it's very key for us to choose a very reliable IoT devices. So when selecting IoT devices, you must prioritize this trustworthiness. What you can do is that you must thoroughly research all these manufacturers' devices and evaluate their security track record. You can look for very reputable companies known for prioritizing their security and how they implement very robust security practices. So assess their encryption protocols, the way that they handle the data, and also any reported security incidents. So trustworthy manufacturers actually invest in security measures and customer protection. So choosing the reliable IoT devices establishes a strong foundation for your overall security. Secondly, take a look at how you can strengthen the device security. So the essential measures that you can do is to ensure the security of IoT devices. You must take these proactive steps. First, understand the data that been generated by your devices and the associated vulnerabilities of these devices. Implement the robust security measures, which includes encryption. You can include secure authentication and regular firmware updates. So you can replace any default password with very unique, complex ones for each device. And you must stay vigilant by regularly checking all these security patches and updates which the manufacturer that provides. So all of these measures actually can minimize the risk of any unauthorized access and protect any of your sensitive data. Thirdly, you have to ensure that you must find the right partner with the secure IoT providers. So you must assess the security practices of IoT providers. You seek transparency in how they handle the data practices, privacy policies, and their commitment to security. So you must choose established companies which have a history of prioritizing security and addressing any vulnerabilities proactively. So trustworthy partners will help you to ensure your IoT devices are actually in safe hands. So finally, take a look at the measures for fraud prevention. So you can safeguard your IoT devices, implement a very what we call targeted fraud prevention measures to protect your IoT devices. So some of the strategies that you can do, this is how we can do it. One is look at the geolocation. You can utilize the location-based service to authenticate any device interactions that detect any suspicious activities. This extra layer of security ensures only authorized connections which in that particular location are established. If you're outside of that location, you know that someone is using that suspiciously. Then you take a look at the velocity checks. When we say about velocity checks, you must monitor the transaction and any data transfer frequency and the speed. So any unusual patterns or sudden spikes can indicate any fraudulent behavior, and maybe you require further investigations. Also, you have to include any new enhanced authentication. You can strengthen your authentication mechanism, maybe with secure passcodes or biometric identifiers. This ensures that only authorized individuals can access your IT systems and devices. Strong passwords is key. You must create very unique, strong passwords for each IoT device, combined with alphanumeric characters and symbols, because you must avoid any easily guessable information. Strong passwords can minimize the risk of any unauthorized access. So finally, you take a look at how you can must ensure that you do this, what we call continuous monitoring and response. You must establish a real-time monitoring that can provide the insights into the device behavior and also the network traffic. Utilize any advanced analytics and look at anomaly of detection to detect any potential security breaches. You must regularly update security measures to stay ahead of any emerging threats. As you know that this threats is ongoing and respond to the current technology. So as a conclusion, what we must do in securing IoT devices, we must require a very proactive approach and you must adhere to these best practices. So by implementing the tips that have been given above, you can actually enhance the security of IoT devices and protect yourself from any fraud. Trustworthy devices, robust security practices, and partnerships with reputable providers are very essential also for a very secure IoT environment. So you must stay informed for any emerging threats and take a look at the industry guidelines to protect your IoT devices. Remember, security is an ongoing effort. And with suitable measures in place, you can actually enjoy the benefits of the IoT with a very peace of mind. Okay, guys, that's the episode for today. We'll meet you again in the next episode of Jom Pakai IoT. Don't forget to subscribe and like this Jom Pakai IoT podcast in Spotify, Google Podcasts, or even Apple iTunes. Bye. See you again.